Basically, we're supposed to be quiet during this particular process, except at the end of cross-questioning when we are now given an opportunity to do so, actually for clarity questions. And then we give ourselves an opportunity of deliberating the evidence that we have on the basis of the report that we're supposed to be having. Now, if a matter that needs attention of the committee, then it should not be conflated with the hearing. Hence, that's why then it's that when now you have a matter that now you must talk in the form of a committee and talk to yourself how you conduct or you proceed with the hearing, then you must deal with that at another level. And then when you have agreed, then you come now and proceed with the hearing. So that's why now it is a bit of a problem now that when we make, I really make that proposal because in relation to the nature of the hearing we are having, the proposal is that we should not necessarily find ourselves changing shapes in a panel in the hearing or as judges like what we have said, and then we just change shape in a second and become committee members and be in a committee, which then must be conducted in a different situation. Therefore, honorable members, I really like to say that it is necessary that you retreat to a committee mode and deal with matters that needs those kind of decisions in the committee mode. And when you have dealt with that, then you come to the hearing and behave like the panelists in the hearing, not as committee members. I think that is the procedural thing that needs to just simply to be followed, and then so that we don't really mix up ourselves unnecessarily. Honorable Fildan.
Thank you, Chair. The issues that we have raised in the letter are do not only relate to matters of procedure. For instance, there's the issue of witnesses. I hear two members of the committee already talking about closing arguments. We are not yet there.
That's the other point of order from Honorable Jana. Because, but one thing for sure is honorable members are making life difficult for me. And I thought that...
On a point of order, Chair,
yes.
Before you start commenting, please.
Yes.
Chairperson, we don't have a sense of what he's talking about. You said to us at the start of this meeting, there is a letter. We want to hear what is in the letter. We don't know anything. And the honorable member is now beginning to give us the sense of the letter. And you said to us a procedural matter, and that's why all we are pleading. Now it said that let's be done copies. Simply, I don't understand why would it be like as if we are just not members of this committee, and we want to hear, and we want to understand what is it that the members are raising. Please, Chairperson, I mean, we don't want to start a debate that we don't even know what we're talking about. We want to see the letter.
I'm happy with the process that is taking place,
okay.
So that the members know what we are referring to. I'm absolutely happy with that. Then they'll understand why we are insisting, you know, the way we are. Because I say one of the aspects is about witnesses. Thank you.
Honorable Dagan, I wanted to say something. Then will be followed by Matthew.
As far as I recall, also I remember, we are a hearing until we present the report to the assembly. We are not going to be a hearing and again a committee simultaneously. Can't work like that. We are hearing until we present our report to the chamber for consideration. Therefore, we are hearing right now. We are not a committee. We are not going to be a committee and a hearing at the same time right now. I'm thinking it's very important that we must separate issues that need us for real discussion here. And what we are requesting, Chair, was to support your motion that you put forward, that we should retreat and have a discussion on the issues on the letter. Mm-hmm. I was saying that I have not seen the letter, therefore it will be difficult to express any view until we see the letter.
want a situation whereby we become a hearing when it suits us, and we become a committee when it doesn't suit us. Last week, when we were here, issues were even raised about the deputy president, issues which are not related to this matter standing in this thing. Point of orders were called because people were bringing in committee members or hearing members, bringing matters outside the mandate of this committee. So I'm so suspicious to say, are we either a hearing or a committee? That is why in that letter we want to iron out these issues so that going forward we know exactly what we are here and what we are representing. So we have made a suggestion that members are given an opportunity to peruse that letter, then thereafter we can engage. And we must engage openly, because I don't see, last week only we differed with what we agreed upon, because it was never recorded. We differed, yeah. And when we went back to the committee, we agreed that, yes, Matlogo, you were correct to raise this. So I really don't understand if we are in committee or we can let the media and other people to get out so that our issues are recorded. If we are in committee, then we can get out. Then our things will be recorded inside here so that tomorrow we can refer.
Got the message, Honorable Lodrit.
Thank you, Chair. I would also just, I want to concur with what the Honorable Mashloko said, because we started off this morning with a matter of Honorable Munsami. Now, is that a matter of procedure that has to be discussed in committee of how we're going to deal with her situation, or is that a matter that is now, because we're here, I don't see the initiator here, so according to me, we are in committee here. We're not in the hearing, the initiator isn't here. Secondly, Chair, reference is made to the rules the whole time, that we are a hearing and that we have to act like this. Could we please just be referred to the exact rule, which rule it is, which section in the schedule refers to when we are in committee and when we are in hearing? Thank you.
Honorable Kilia.
Chairperson, I think, you as chairperson of this committee can determine when you want to adjourn the session so that we can go and study the letter and that we can decide on a way forward. I just want to say that the rules of Parliament, as well as the schedule, and as well as practice in disciplinary hearings, dictate when and how committees of this nature operate. Now, there are plenty examples of how such committees operate. It's not new. It's in the public domain. In fact, if you Google any disciplinary hearing, you will get the procedures. So I just want to again say that we are sitting in a hearing.
Just a second, Honorable Killian. Let's hear the point of order from Honorable Maslow. Just switch off the mic.
In a hearing, documents which you make reference to are put in a bundle like this bundle. That's bundle A, bundle B, bundle C. We are not going to be told by Honorable Killian that we must go and Google. Google what? We are in a hearing. Any information pertaining to this or reference must be here. It must be a bundle. So we are not going to Google. That's wrong.
Honorable,
cannot Google in a hearing. We must be provided with all the relevant documents which we are going to refer to in a hearing.
Honorable Masuk, I think that the point of order of Masuk is not sustained. It's irrelevant to what the Honorable Killian is talking about. Please, I think it is important, Honorable Members, that we seriously listen to each other so that we respond correctly to what has been said. And we must not just think what another member is saying. Can you complete your input, Honourable Killian?
Chairperson, what I'm saying is that part of a hearing is that judges hear the case out, they hear the evidence on both sides, and then they adjourn and they deliberate behind closed doors. The same applies here. If any serious matter, which is a concern of any of the panel, for the panel, is raised here, we should go and discuss it. Maybe it just needs to be explained so that everybody understands the process again. So I really want to implore you to please adjourn the meeting. Thank you.
Yes, honourable members, what we discuss behind closed door, always there is a record of your agreement, and then we come and record and put that on record, what you agreed, so that the hearing continues. And I'll still need to plead with you to really not conflate the hearing with matters that relate to yourself as panelist. The matters that relate to yourself and must be dealt with by yourself and then in a back room, so that you actually find each other and know exactly where you are and read from the same sheet. Because when we are sitting here in the panel, actually you are supposed to be one. You were supposed to be one, not even seeing any reflection of political party, whatever. You were supposed to be one and like a judge in sitting in a particular case. And if you have got matters that relate to yourself from political party insinuation or pressures, then you must retreat and deal with your matters that deals with your relationship, that deals with how you see the things moving forward. And that is the opportunity that I'm giving you at the moment, that you retreat, then go and look at the specific letter. Because the hearing is conducted in terms of the schedule. And the committee then is, committee meetings are conducted under different rules of committees. But the hearing, then we move to the schedule, and then we follow the schedule only, which is not followed in a normal committee meeting. So this separation needs to be much more clear, so that we are able to conduct this professionally as honorable members, not to go left and right and as if we are not actually conscious of the rules of the game that dictate on all these other things. I'll therefore, honorable members, really propose to suspend this hearing now, so that you go to the back room and agree and recall, and then we have a record of the ruling. Then we come back and then we proceed with the panel. I can just announce, honorable member.
Maybe Chairperson, let me help you.
Let me just finish. Honorable members, I can just announce that Mr. Van Voorhe is on his way. He just got trapped in traffic, and then he expected to be here just before 9. And I hope that when we come back from the back room, he will be here by that time. And then we'll proceed. But when we come back and then he's still not here, then we'll then propose a break to allow him to reach this place. Thank you very much.
Let me help you, Chairperson. We are the authors of that document. We address it to the chairperson, and the ANC members who are part of this committee, they were not privileged to read that letter or to make inputs on it. So I would suggest that they go to that committee room. They read the letter. If there is any matter to be engaged on, we must engage. Let us give them a chance to do so, because they see it for the first time. we know the letter, we are the authors of that letter.
Let me just take note of Honorable Boy. But remember that I've actually made the ruling that I want to suspend this session and the members retreat to the back. Yes, I really request members just simply to heed to that request, and I need the members at the back room so that we actually talk to these specific matters and ensure that all of us, we are on the same path. And then the hearing is suspended for 15 minutes. Then we'll be back here at